Open Windows, December the 21st. It's all about Christ. His name is the Word of God. Revelation 19:13. There is one governing fact which runs right through the ages. It is that Christ is in all the thoughts and ways of God. That is a statement that is comprehensive. Through all the ages, and in all the thoughts of God, and in all the ways of God, Christ is central, Christ is supreme. Everything relates to him, and everything connects with him. Christ is the end, for Christ was the beginning. If we could stand by the side of God and see through God's eyes and become governed by God's mentality, we should recognize that God has but one thought, and that thought is influencing him in every one of his dealings with men, with nations, and with the world throughout all the ages. That one thought centers in his Son, Jesus Christ. And therefore the very essence of revelation and the very heart of spiritual enlightenment is that you see Christ in all those thoughts and ways of God as they are expressed in his word and in his activities. If you ask, what is revelation? What has it to do with spiritual enlightenment? Well, the answer is this, that you are able to see in a living and ever-growing way God's thoughts as centered in Christ. We could put it another way and say that you are growingly able to see Christ and his place and his meaning in this universe, that this universe is interpreted and explained in the light of Christ, and that everything in our own lives, in God's dealings with us, is connected with Christ in some way. If that is true universally, and if that is true sovereignly and providentially, if that is true not only in the whole history of things in this universe, but true in a special way in human life, it is true, perhaps, in the most essential way in the Word of God, as the expression of God's thought, so that revelation, spiritual illumination, is to see Christ in all the Word of God, not truths, not doctrine, but Christ. The question, then, that we ever need to ask is, in what way does this or that lead us to Christ? In what way does this mean an increase of Christ? A knowledge of him in a living, experimental way? We are looking for what is of Christ.